Did not practice today. Russell Okung. Can't see. Matt Paradis. Those are rest days. Benny Fowler. Trevor. Casey Kreider. And Andy Janovich. And Andy had surgery yesterday on his ankle. He'll be placed on IR at some point, probably later in the week. So, unfortunately, we lost him. A good player, good kid, got a bright future. So, that's what we're dealing with right now. Y'all go ahead.
What's going on with Trevor?
He's got a foot sprain. We got him in a boot right now. So, did not come over today. Paxton and Austin took all the reps, so he'll be day-to-day.
Which foot is it?
That's a good question. One of them. I know that, left or right. You know, I got a lot of things on my plate today.
What's your level of concern about Trevor's availability?
You know what? I mean, it's just, you know, something that he came out of the game and very, very sore on Monday morning, swole up on him. And then Greek thought it was best to put him in a boot here for a few days. So he went in a boot yesterday, and we left him in here today. So, you know, we'll see. It's a day-to-day process. We'll see how much ground he can make up.
Was there a certain play that you got hurt on?
Yeah, it was. I couldn't. It'd be hard for me to tell you guys. Isn't overtime? I think it was. The sack right before the field goal that we kicked to take the lead in our first possession of overtime. He did actually play another five or six plays on the next possession. So I don't know which play it was. I'm sure you guys figured out.
Do you think you could practice this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's a day-to-day process, Jeff. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see where he's at tomorrow. No. Like I said, it's a day-to-day process. We'll see where he's at.
Because you mentioned the only thing not practicing much, are you comfortable that if it was limited this week, he could play for you?
Oh, I'm comfortable. Trevor could play without practicing. That's what you're asking? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Trevor's very bright. He's on top of what we're doing. That's not an issue at all.
When was Andy injured?
First play of the game. He played the whole game, too, you know. Struggled throughout the course of the game. We knew he was struggling. He said he was fine. He's a really tough kid. But it happened on the screen. First play of the game when he caught the ball, got rolled up and battled through the game. And then next morning we wouldn't take a look and knew we had an issue. So something that needed to be fixed. I don't really know exactly how to tell you guys exactly what it was. You know, I had to let Greek do that.
What's the plan at fullback going forward?
Well, Juwan works there, you know, so Juwan works there, and obviously Virgil and AJ can play there too. So, yeah, we just have to, you know, move some guys up, and but we'll miss him. When that kid was healthy and playing good, you know, it really was a boost for our football team. So we'll miss him, but he's got a bright future. Well, he'll be fine. He'll get healthy.
We don't see a lot of Paxton during like the open portion. How much has he progressed since we last saw him?
Paxton's doing good. We've actually been extending practices at the end of the day. You know, specifically for him and some of our young players. We stay out later. Once we send everybody in, we do a little bit extra with those guys, a little bit more live stuff with those guys. So I think he's been making some good progress. He practiced good today. We tried to rep a little bit more today, and we did our extended work too. So he's doing good. He's making his progress.
How long would you wait to decide whether it's Paxton or Simeon until Saturday or?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're in a day-to-day process, so we'll see.
What are your thoughts of facing Malik Jackson?
Yeah, Malik's a hell of a player. He's a really, really good kid. I really liked Malik. I liked his energy for the game. He loved to play. Made a lot of big plays for us on our football team last year, a big part of, you know, what we did. So he's been playing really well from them, very active, playing the three, doing a lot of stuff with him. Plays extremely hard. You know, they're really good on defense. I think they're ranked right behind us. I want to say they're like fifth or sixth or something like that. But a really good defensive football team. I know very talented, and he's definitely helped them.
Kind of lost in the loss, but Emmanuel Sanders
He played, yeah. We had some core guys play really, really well for our team. Emmanuel played really good. DT played really good in the game too. You know, Avon had a hell of a football game. Wolf had a hell, you know, so – you know, anytime there's always good things going on. So, you know, they get a little bit lost when you don't finish the deal, you know. But, no, you're right. Emmanuel played really well.
Coming off the tough loss, Jaguars on paper not having a great year. How well did the guys kind of bounce back today? Have they put the loss behind them?
Yeah, we practiced well today. I mean, our attention to detail was good. We don't have any problem. They don't have any problem getting our attention, I can tell you that. I mean, they're extremely talented football team. You look at across the board, the talent that they have in place. I can think of six games they've lost by less than a score to really good teams right now that are in the playoff hunt or look to be in the playoff hunt. So, you know, we respect what they're doing, playing great defense, special teams-wise, really good special teams group, something we struggled with last week. So, yeah, we understand. We're going to have to play really, really well. So, yeah, we moved on, and we moved on Monday, not today. We moved on then.
Up front, you think things will solidify going forward based on, you know, when you had Donald in there?
We'll still play them both, Mike. I mean, I'm still going to play them both. I still play Donald and Ty. I think they need to continue to compete on a daily basis. I think it's good for our team, and I think it'll be good for both of them in the long haul. So, yeah, we'll continue down that same path. You know, who starts a game, who plays the most, we'll see.
Anything else for the coach?
Okay, you have a good day.